You know, I challenge you, all of you, once in a while, both either the man or the woman, if you're married to someone, ask them, what could I do that would make your life better? You know, ask that. And then be ready for anything, because you never know what they might say, you know. And so there may be some little insignificant something that doesn't mean nothing to you, but it may mean a great deal to your mate, you know. So ask them, you know, is there anything I could do that would make your life more wonderful? And if they say yes, well, then say, what is it? And then when they tell you, don't take an offense. You know, don't take an offense, you know. Walk holy and walk in love. It says, she will not hinder him, but help him all her life. Now, a woman that loves a man, that really loves her husband, she's going to do things for him. She's going to work for him. She's going to do things that's going to make his life wonderful. And that's a good woman. But these virtuous women, you know, there's a lot of them out there. But, you know, there's a lot of them out there that's not a good virtuous woman, too. I mean, we see divorces all the time. We see things that happen, and obviously, I mean, just like Terry and Frank, you know, when Terry learned what she's supposed to do and became that virtuous woman that's obeying her husband and working and helping him, man. I mean, just like the other day when I walked in, she said, well, Pastor, today is our, I think, 15th or 16th anniversary. I said, well, praise the Lord. She said, 10 years of hell and 5 years of bliss. The last five have been good. Now, see, the first 10, she didn't do what she was supposed to, so they had hell on earth. Now, that's not the way a marriage is supposed to be between two Christian people, is it? No, it's not. We're not supposed to be like that. But each one of us have got a job to do, and if you find this virtuous woman, this woman will not hinder her husband, but she will help him all of her life. In other words, God made the woman to be a helpmate for a man. That's her whole purpose in life. That's why he made you to be a helpmate for a man. Unfortunately, I don't want to burst your bubble or anything like that, but God didn't make you to be a VP of a corporation or president of the United States. God didn't make the women to do that. He made the women to be at home to help a man. He didn't make them to run the operation. He made men and gave men that chore. You'll never find this precedent in the Word. You'll never find a woman running the show. They're not there. They're helpmates. That's the way God made them. And when a woman falls in line to do what she's supposed to, the men, all through the Scripture, the men are supposed to sit in the gates. The men are supposed to be in the corporate offices. The men are supposed to be running things. And the wife is to be that powerful, loving helpmate at home that helps her husband in all things. Technically speaking, she has a lot of input. She has it through him. But I'm going to tell you, they can say what they want to. But God didn't make women to be presidents of the United States. They ain't supposed to be. He didn't make them to do those kind of things. They're supposed to be helpmates to their husbands. That's what God made them for. Here it says, her husband can trust her. She will greatly enrich his life. She will not hinder him, but help him all of her life. Now, this is a virtuous woman. Verse 13 and 14. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. Now see, she's making things for her family. She is like a merchant ship. She brings food from afar. She goes out and shops. She goes to the grocery store. She looks for the best prices. You see these women in the store, they're feeling the food. You know, that's a little too hard or a little too soft. It would, you know, I mean, they know what they're doing. These girls know what they're good shoppers. You know, some guy, you know, goes in there and he wants a bunch of bananas. He just picks up some and she says, wait a minute, those are already got brown spots all over them. Well, so what's the big deal? Well, it's going to take us 3 or 4 days to eat those. By the time you get through, they're going to really be black. We want to get those green ones at the same price. Uh-oh. But see, the woman knows those kind of things. She's looking. She's paying attention. She finds wool and flax and busily spins it. So she's got children. And she's making garments for those little children. She is, or for her older children, whatever, not just that. And she brings her food from afar. She's really bringing the right thing in her house. She's feeding her family the food that they need to have. She's not giving them a bunch of junk food. She's not handing the children a sack of potato chips when they come home from school every afternoon and said, here, nibble on this. Let me tell you, a sack of potato chips is not a very good food to hand your child when they're growing up. You know that? They need fruit, vegetables, and good things. You know, they need good food, not junk food. But here's a mother, a helpmate that's doing all these things. Verse 15 and 16. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household. Now, there's a lot of good women that still do that. I mean, they get up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household, and she plans the day's work for her servant girls. She's got some heifers running around the place. Somebody said, well, gee, if I had servant girls, I'd let them prepare the breakfast if they get up that early. But this woman is a little unique. This woman's a little unique. She gets up before dawn. Let me tell you, she goes to bed early, right? Guaranteed. Well, let's see what it has to say about this. She gets up before dawn to prepare breakfast for her household, and she plans the day's work for her servant girls. She goes out to inspect a field and buys it. With her earnings, she plants a vineyard. I mean, this girl's preparing for her family, isn't she? I mean, she's going to have food on the table. She's going to have grape juice on the table. This girl is a worker. Praise the Lord. Verse 17 and 18. She is energetic and strong, a hard worker. You know, this is something Cheryl has been telling me since we're thinking about what could happen, you know, with what's going on in the Middle East. She said, if there's a run on groceries in the grocery store, we need to plant a garden. You know, we need to grow potatoes and fresh vegetables and all those kind of things. Well, you know, that wouldn't be a bad idea, just all automatically. But I told her, I said, right now, as long as I can still buy food at the grocery store, a garden is a lot of work. I've been there and done that. And so I'm just going to buy mine because I don't have time to run a garden and do everything else I got to do. Now then, if it comes down to the point where we can't buy food at the grocery store and a lot of things is short, hey, I may not have to do a whole lot of things I do today. So I may have plenty of time to hoe or weed a garden and to water it if I got water. So anyway, it says, this girl says she is energetic and strong. She is a hard worker. She watches for bargains. Her lights burn late into the night. Oh, my, that one right there really hits mine. I mean, mine is not uncommon at all for mine to be up late, 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 late. In fact, I give you an example just a couple of nights ago. Cheryl came to bed. We went to bed together, and that was, I don't know, 12, 1 o'clock. We talked a little while, and then we went to sleep. And the next morning, I get up at 8 o'clock, and she is sawing logs like crazy. And I get up and walk into the bathroom, and where there was no underwear and T-shirts in the deal, it was full. Somebody had done a lot of laundry, and I looked in where I had no work clothes, and the closet was full. And then I looked at, on the counter, and all these orders, you know, where she had opened the mail, entered the information into the computer, and then put all the stuff there so that I have it to give to Kathy, so Kathy could start placing the orders in the computer. When she did wake up, I said, what time did you come to bed? Oh, she said about 5. About 5. So this girl's, her candle burns late into the night. Actually, it's a light bulb. We don't have a candle in there no more. And her computer is on. But back in this day, this girl didn't have a computer. She didn't have electricity. She had a light, a candle. But her lights burn late into the night. I mean, really late. Cheryl sometimes stays up. It's amazing. She may go to bed with me, and we may go to sleep together, I think. And then I wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, and she may be in there just studying the Word. I mean, I've done that before, too. Seen her do that. So she's a good helpmate. Verse 19 and 20. Her hands are busy spinning thread. Now, that I've never seen my wife do this yet. But we don't live in a time when we need to do that because we can buy thread. But some people do. Yesha does. You know, she spins thread. She makes a lot of little things, and that's really nice. She makes little clothes for her children. Her fingers twisting fiber, she extends a helping hand to the poor and open her arms to the needy. Now, that happens around here at this minister center often. We definitely extend a helping hand to the poor, and we open our arms to the needy. We've helped many people in many different ways in this ministry. And so, but this is talking about a woman here, how she extends a helping hand to the poor and open her arms to the needy. She helps with the spinning stuff that she's done. She makes cloth and clothes and things, and she obviously is helping these poor and needy people. Verse 21 and 22. She has no fear of winter for her household because all of them have warm clothes. She is prepared. When other people are not doing nothing or laying around sleeping doing nothing, she's working into the night, and she's making sure that there's plenty of clothes in the closet so her children will be warm when wintertime comes. So she has no fear of winter for her household because all of them have warm clothes, whether she's got one or a dozen children. She quilts her own bedspreads. Now, you know, I used to see this when I was a kid at home. We did. I remember Mother, and did any of y'all ever seen that, make bedspreads? Oh, she still does, huh? Some of you, okay, so all you girls have seen that. She quilts her own bedspreads. She dresses like royalty in gowns of finest cloth. Now, she goes out and shops, and she shops at a good place, and she dresses like a queen. She really dresses up for her husband. And you know, this is something that a lot of women don't understand. When you were going with your husband, you would never think about letting him see you in your old ragged blue jeans. If he were to slip up out there somewhere and you were out feeding the chickens or doing something, you smelt awful and you had an old skirt or ragged shoes, and he come up, you would be upset with him. Because you didn't want him to see you like that. You want to know what time he's coming so you can be at the house, so you can be nicely cleaned up, smelling good, looking nice, so when he comes in, you're looking beautiful. Is that the way it is?
We're going to have to stop right there for today, but we'll start again tomorrow with a teaching. And if you'd like to have these teachings in their entirety, if you would just give us a call, we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. That's at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106. And we'll send them to you free and postpaid. Or you can go to our website. You can listen to these teachings again from the website. Or you can get them free and postpaid from www.tlsm.org. www.tlsm.org. That's the Living Savior Ministries. There you can listen to these again, or you can order them free and postpaid, and many other teachings free and postpaid from our website. Praise the Lord Jesus.